All right, you are listening to River FM 92.9. I'm here in the studio with Ro, who is Bentwing Ascent. That was a song called Liars we were just listening to. And I was just saying to Ro there, there's a very nice chilled out kind of track. It's good that all the tracks on this album are all very different feelings. So
yeah, I guess my attitude is I try and not do the same song twice if I can avoid it, like at least for something like this where it's meant to be a journey. Like if you're writing music for a dance floor, you're kind of writing tools for people to use, whereas this is something,
yep,
you know, that's kind of a bit of a different thing.
Yeah. It is, and each track is yeah, as you said. So the whole thing's a complete journey, but each track is a little journey of its own.
Thank
of
you.
Of its own thing. Yeah. No, that's great. No, I really enjoyed this. As I said, I've been listening to it for a little while now. I got a bit of a preview, and I get so much music in these days that I do skip through a lot of it.
Yeah, totally.
And because I just can't keep up. But this is one actually I really did sit down a number of times and listen to it right through. Sometimes on my headphones as well. There's some great noises in there. I'm a huge fan of all sorts of unusual digital noises and effects and things like that. So I really like what you do. I really like your I said a number of times your oscillator type noises that come in.
Yeah.
Right, we're getting along through this album now. We're up to track number 5 coming up now, which is the song River, as you mentioned before, featuring Nathan on vocals. You said if you were doing singles,
this would be it.
Yeah. So what is it you like about this track?
It's pretty immediate, but you know, the vocals are really heartfelt. It's, you know, not too complicated. Like, it's just kind of a beautiful piece of music. And, you know, like, when I was over in New Zealand, that sort of seemed to really resonate with people. I think that kind of stripped back, you know. I wouldn't call it dub or anything like that because I would probably get eviscerated, but it's got that kind of stripped back thing going on, you know.
I would definitely agree. There's definitely a bit of a dub feel to it going on, and it is, again, I would agree with you. If it was a single thing coming off of your album, this would be the first one I would think of as well. So look, without further ado then, we're just going to play that track. So this is Rivers off the album by Bentwing Ascent called The Sky Blue Sun, available on, when did you say?
On the 10th.
The 10th, so that would be next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. On all platforms. Get into it and support local Lismore, fantastic local Lismore music. Here we go. So this is Rivers.
Somehow, but you know that we can't get us through. it's bound to get stuck in here somehow. But you know that we can't get a sleep. I'll make you proud.
You're listening to River FM 92.9. That was a track called Lights from A Sky Blue Sun by Bentwing Ascent, who we've got here in the studio. And before that, we had the song Rivers featuring Nathan, which, yeah.
I'd just like to do it. I don't know if it's tacky, but I'll do a quick shout out to Nathan. I won't date myself, but I would say I'm not quite a teenager anymore. And Nathan and I used to rhyme and make beats and stuff together, and he was a turntablist. And you know, it's pretty beautiful to kind of come full circle and be kind of writing this other kind of music, and just sort of he's just a really talented guy, and it's beautiful to sort of hear that come out, you know. It's so, anyway, that's a little shout out to Nathan Haro, who I hopefully is listening.
No, that's all right. It's not particularly actually, anyways, I've said to you before, there's a certain amount of cheesiness on community radio we're allowed to get away with, as you may have noticed with the adverts we have to play in there. But anyway, so yeah, we were gonna talk a little bit about the process you go through with making of your music.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I could talk. You know, there's a few ways to look at it, and I mean, the process for each track is kind of different in a way. But you know, I guess this being the Northern Rivers, if you want the kind of philosophical version, it's kind of, for me, when I'm writing, it's kind of the good tracks at some point in the process kind of they've get a kind of life of their own, and then all you've got to do is kind of find that and follow that. And that's sort of what it's about, you know. It's like, what does the song need? And that can actually be challenging if you spend, you know, because I am a producer, you spend, you know, a dozen hours making some kind of beautiful sound or horrible sound, and you've got to actually just go, that's not what the song needs. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah. But I guess the bonus of that is you can actually collect a little bunch of things you've done previously, and you store them away, and maybe, you know, use them later on. I think you were saying before with the song Rivers, it started off as a completely different song.
Yeah. So basically, me and Nathan sat down one afternoon, and I was just jamming out beats on Ableton while he was creating the lyrics. And then, you know, the lyrics were really good, but the song was, you know, just a sketch. And so I took another song which I'd released, which was kind of pretty, you know, abrasive, and sort of took out those elements and sort of just stripped it right back, and sort of it evolved into this, you know. And kind of, it's called Rivers, I guess, because of one, you know, obviously the lyrics, but as well, there's a lot of kind of washy white noise kind of, you know, watery sounds.
Yeah. No, it does. It kind of has this river thing resonating through it. I definitely sense that, you know. And you were saying there before about being philosophical. To me, it's got this concept, this idea of I think it was one of the Greek philosophers said, you can never step into the same river twice, you know, it's flowing past. So
totally, that's it, you know. It's all a unfolding process.
And I think I mentioned to you when I was listening to it as well, that the first few times I already had some visual ideas in my head I wanted to talk to you about making videos. But there you go,
that sounds like a fun adventure.
That's a whole other discussion somewhere. All right, we're going to continue here playing the tracks, because really it's all about the music. It's fun to have discussions here and get into the in-depth background of this. We're able to do this because it is local music, so it's great to do. But as always, I my show is all about music. So here we go. There's another track called Way from A Sky Blue Sun out everywhere next Friday the 10th. All right, enjoy. I've been